multiple Gemaras that we will go through. And clearly the Tzad HaShava Shebahem, in all of the cases, whether it's the case of the Tanai, Krovim, Psulin, Kesaz Mitzvah Siyud, Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the question is always the same. What is the nature of the Kinyanama? How much do we see it as a marriage waiting to happen? And how much do we see it as something that can be related to independently? Okay, so Emmanuel, why don't you start us off? This is the first Gemara, Yutes Amud Beis. Tanya Idach. No, the next one. That Hamocher Spito Pasak Amenash Loli Aid. We'll get back to your Gemara in a second. Nizkayim Matznai Divrei Reb Meir. Right. So the Gemara says incredulously, the mayor to know Kayim? It's absurd, right? The mayor thinks that you could be Masa Mashakasa Batora, right? The Torah said that Yud is fundamental to Ama Ivriya. Batanya. She'er k'sus ve'ona. It's no batel. So Reb Meir is the one who takes a hard line. Reb Meir says that it's all batel, right? You can't even be masked in the davar shivimamo. And we paskin like Reb Yehuda, this classical shas mechlukas. Reb Yehuda Omer. To know kayim. Okay, so when it comes to she'er and k'sus, those are fundamentally mamonos-based obligations, food, mizonos, ksus, kimashmo. All right, so if she wants to, she can waive those. What's that principle called? Rashi quotes it here, Emmanuel. Why can she waive those? Because when it comes to mamon, mamon is always subject to, one word, mechila. Excellent. Person can waive their rights when it comes to mamon. But in terms of ona, which is tsar haguf, the Torah stipulates that you can't be masna mashkasa b'Torah. You can't make a tnai b'iser. So it seems incredulous that it's Reb Meir of all people who takes a hard line. A person can't even make a tnai b'mamon. That Reb Meir says, "Oh yeah, you want to do a kinyan of an ama ivriya? If you're the father, you want to do mechira of ama ivriya of your daughter." And you want to make a tznai that there's no yud, yeah, that should be effective. This kind of tznai to Reb Meir, that's shocking. Reb Meir is a hardliner when it comes to Masna Mashakasa B'Torah. So Amar Chizkiya, Chizkiya is a really interesting explanation. V'chi yim karish es bito li'ama pa'amim. Right, so okay, it's a special Xeris HaKosav. Apparently, according to Reb Meir, you're not Masna Mashakasa B'Torah at all, not B'Mamon, V'lo B'Isser, but that the Torah allows or conceptualized a kind of Mechira Sama Ivriya that actually was completely detached from the possibility of marriage. Now, clearly that's a Das Yachid. Clearly. Right? But the very existence of that Das Yachid is enough to get us thinking. And then that very naturally leads us into which cases, Emmanuel? Which cases that seem to be arguably even more mechudash? The idea of selling an Am Ivriya to either Krovim or Psulim, people where there's a halachic restriction. Not just your own, you know, fabricated tznai, but where there's a halachic restriction against the marriage taking place. What would you say about that? We're not the first people to wonder about that. It's obviously a machlokes hatanoim. Eitan, just give me a second to establish this Gemara, then I'll come back to you. Okay, Emmanuel, go ahead. So let's take a look at that. Gemara, Tashma. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's first establish the Rambam. The Rambam paskins the halacha straight, as we would expect.
Shaitana So Yachid Rabim, Halacha Karabim, and also the Rambam Lishita. So as we explained when we were doing Chazar a little bit earlier, the entire predicate of the institution is that we're not trying to sell, you know, people's daughters. What are we trying to do, Shimshi, in a word? Get them a home, get them marriage. So it's an absurdity that you think that you can make a tnai on the institution of Yud. Right? That doesn't even get off the ground. Okay. However, the plot thickens somewhat. Tashma, Yud Chesamud Beis. Okay, so the sheet of the Chachamim is you can't do Mechira to Krovim. You're just not going to be able to marry them. So what kind of Mechira Sam Avery is that? All right, so maybe we can affiliate Shitas Rebbe Lazar with Shitas Rebbe Meir, with Chizkia, Le'ama, you know, Pa'am Mishen Mocha Le'ama Bilvad. All right, it's possible. But what's, you know, a little bit challenging about that is Vishavin. Oh, so now we have a real problem. Because this implicates not a Das Yachid, but this implicates the Shita of the Chachamim. So how does Rashi explain? Rashi says, basically, just, you know, very quickly summarize it for us. So a lot to do. So Rashi says, Emmanuel, that it's because in these cases, it's not just randomly chosen cases of Isser, Alman al-Khoin Gadol, Grusha v'chalutz al-Khoin Hedyo, but Nachi what? That these are all cases where there are, at least in a theoretical sense, there's Tfisas Kiddushin. Not that you should, but that, you know, at the conceptual plane. Right, the Kiddushin is Toface. It doesn't, this side of Rabbi Kiva, generate Mamzeris. Not again that we would encourage people to ever engage in a marriage under such circumstances, but who wants to articulate, according to the way that Rashi interprets the Gemara, we'll see the Rambam in a second, what's the Geder? What's sort of the threshold level for being able to do Mechira, Sariel? Okay, but what's what, are we saying that there's really going to practically be a marriage in this case? But what are we really suggesting?
There can be a marriage.
Right, the very conceptual possibility of Tfisas Kiddushin is what generates the permission structure for Bechiras Ama Ivriya. You can't be Masne, that there will be no possibility. That's Na'obatel, that's Masne Mashakasa Batorah. Okay, and that's exactly the Psak Halacha, excellent Nachi, of the Rambam. Okay, so Emmanuel, just put that into the record. So again, there's no stira between these Gemaras. You just have to learn it well. Ein Ama Ivriya. Oh! So what's the Rambam's Lashon? What's so striking about it? You couldn't be more Meduyak. You don't necessarily have to have Yud, but what do you have to have? Yeah, nice. Nice, Emmanuel. So there's that word again. Re'uya hi livno, sharei ama bas achiv. That's permissible according to the Torah. That there's a theoretical standard that we're using. Okay. So again, in very desperate situations, we would allow this to take place. Not that under any circumstances we would tell a person to go ahead and, you know, marry her, because that would be a lav, that would be an Isser d'oraisa, Alman al-Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutz al-Kohen Hedyot. But at least in theory, the theoretical possibility of Kiddushin is sufficient to generate the matir of Mechiras Bito La'ama Ivriya. Okay, so we're mechalik, everybody should be clear on this, we're mechalik lehalacha between being masna al-yud, saying we are going to close off that possibility between that case and a case of, you know, chayave lavin, where there is tfisas kiddushin. The first case, t'na'o batel, you're masna mashakasa batorah, there's nothing to talk about. In the second case, we'll say, as long as there's tfisas kiddushin, the front end mechira works. Just 1 second, General. Okay, so now we move to the Gemara back on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Ketzad mitzvas yud. And I know that I have Eitan and the general in the docket. Okay, so just, guys, give me a chance to establish this. Here's where we see the foundational machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just summarize it outside, then we'll read it inside, and we'll get into some of the details here, Rashi and Tosvos. Okay, so what's the basic machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda all about? Okay, that's absolutely legitimate. Gabi, go ahead.
How much time you need to left in order to
teach. Okay, that's symptomatic, but what's the foundational machlokas? What are they really disputing?
What's the condition based on? Like, what's creating?
Okay, just sharpen it a drop. That. Shimshi, what's the nekudas machlokas? Nachi, go ahead.
Is the
gufa marriage waiting to happen? The mos harishonos, we just flip the switch and all of a sudden that becomes kesef kiddushin. Or Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says you need a totally separate set of mos. You need a second kesef kiddushin. So this is the most direct, right? We built up to it. And this is the most direct way of, you know, hashing it out. What is the nature of the mechira amivria? Is it really, you know, kiddushin in disguise, or is it just a mechira? So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda takes the latter position. There is a minority view within Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda called Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Shita that says no, even he really agrees. All right, so let's put it into the record. Hopefully, we'll have time to, you know, fully hash out the machokes Rashi Tosos in terms of, you know, how we read the Gemara. Which in this case really reads much smoother according to Tosfos, but we'll see how much time we have for it. Okay, so go ahead, Emmanuel. Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzad Mitzvah Siyud, Omer LaBifnei Shnayim. Right, so the Bach adds in Hariyat Miyudesli before Mikudeshus, but okay, fine. Right. Okay, so how do you do Yud? So, again, it starts off sounding a lot like Erisin or Kiddushin, right? Bifnei Shnayim. The only thing which is missing, of course, is the Kesef, which already got transferred. And then, this is the point that Nachi and I were talking about, right? I would say maybe you give the person a chance for a little bit, but there's this other requirement that you immediately have to be Noegba Minhag Ishus and demonstrate that she's not a Shivcha anymore. That's intrinsic part of the process. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no! So you can't go all the way up until Shkia, but there has to actually be enough time where the initial sale, the Mechira, right, where she's working off this debt. Let's say he paid $600 for this Ama Ivria, so $100 per year. So it's whatever it is, you know, divide $100 by 365 days. So that's what he's paying per day, and then you can figure out what he's paying per hour, and then you can figure out how much time is really required for a Sheva Pruta. That time has to be left on the contract of this Ama Ivria for the Kiddushin to be Tofes, because the entire premise of Yud, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, is that with the debt that he has against her, in other words, she's working it off, he can be Mekadesh her. But again, you know, she still has to accept it, and he would have to provide Ma'os Shnios. Okay, so the Gemara provides a Mashal. Person says, I'm Mekadesh you now, Me'achshav, for it to be Chal after 30 days. Then guy number two, Shimon, comes along. So Shimon has no status. Mekudeshes L'Rishon. So we try to figure out, does that work out better for the Shita of the Chachamim or the Shita of Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda? So what would you say, Misvara? Which position on Amma Ivriya is more like the idea of saying that there's Kiddushin Me'achshav? From the very beginning, there is a marriage here. Yeah, the Shita of the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Mashal Aman, if you'll say Go ahead, Emmanuel. Ilay mashal Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Vimlav, lo, right? So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that the actual mechira established any basis for marriage. The only basis for marriage is a maoshnios. You'd have to provide a second kesef kiddushin, and then there'd have to be enough time left in the original mechira for there to be a chov of a shava pruta. So it can't be for Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Some Ravacha, Brei Rava, mashal the Rabbanan. It's obviously a good mashal for the Rabbanan's conceptualization of mechiras. Amevria. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that is like so obvious. Kamash Malan. Okay, so who wants to explain that line? It's a big machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but Tosfos has a smoother reading. How would you say this out? That the only safek, according to the Chachamim, was... In the mashal case, the guy says to the woman, he says the word me'achshav, excellent, Abishai, from now. And you think that, okay, maybe according to the Chachamim who say that mechiras ame'ivriya is kind of marriage in disguise, maybe that's not still the same as saying me'achshav. So Gemara says, kamash malan, no, it's really the same. Okay, next case, Tanya Idach. Sichek Ba'adon. Exactly as we would expect, because according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Mechiras Ha'ama has nothing to do with Kiddushin. There's no implicit marriage stipulation. So if he's Mocher as Bito, I love this Shita, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he's mocher es bito, and then he's mekadesh her to a different guy entirely, so then we just assume that he was misachek ba'adon, maybe that's not so nice, but that he's making a schok of the adon. Clearly he wants his daughter to be married. That's the very Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim, no, every mechira is really a marriage in disguise. So if he was mocher her to Reuven, and then mekadesh her to Shimon, Reuven has standing. V'chachamim omrim, we'll give him a chance, right? Not because that's what we were talking about before. We're giving him a chance, right? Maybe he can, okay? Mashal omer l'isha harian mekudash esli. So you say nothing doing for the first 30 days, but then there will be kiddushin. And somebody comes along and says, you know, I'm ready right now. Okay? Ba'achar v'kitcha b'soch shol shem yom shemekudash es l'sheni. Okay, that the second guy is able to get in there. So who does this work for? Mashalaman. Ilei malarabanan. Right, the rabbis say, no, the first guy has standing. So this mashal doesn't work out for them at all. Mashal. Yeah, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is again the one who says that the mechiras ha'ama had nothing to do with marriage. So it's basically the equivalent of somebody saying, nothing going on now, you know, but 30 days from now there will be kiddushin. So the Gemara says, pshita, obviously that could only be a mashal that works for Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, there's a marriage here. It's just in disguise. It's disguised as Ama Ivriya. All he has to do is flip the switch. So the Gemara says, pshita. Let me answer, no. Mahu desema. Oh. So we had a little bit of a suffix according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Because even though Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says that in general, Mechiras Am Ma'ivriya is a Mechira Greda. It's just a Mechira. There's no Kiddushin in disguise. You might still say that there's still something a little bit more for Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda than in a case where you explicitly stipulate that there's nothing whatsoever going on right here. That for the next 30 days, there's no Kiddushin whatsoever. Halo Amarla. Okay, so we have a fundamental machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and Lefum Riata, prima facie, we would think that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda's shita could be affiliated with which other shitos in the Tanoim? Putting all the Gemaras together. Which other shitos in the Tanoim? You'd say, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Excellent. Beautiful. Excellent. Yes, Rabbi Meir. Because he says, you know, he can conceptualize a situation where there's Mechira Sama Ivriya and there's no marriage to speak of. You made a Tznai against Yud. Chizkiya V'chiyim Karisha Spito La'ama Pa'amim Shata Mochra. Right. Rak Le'amahos and not for purposes of marriage. Maybe even which other Shita? Rabbi Eliezer. Very good. So there are, like, around the edges here, some Shitos in the Tanaim who want to fight against this prevailing view that Mechiras Ama is really a kind of a marriage in disguise. Always Yada Malatachtona. Just in the interest of time, we'll see if we can circle back to Rashi Tosos. I hope we can, but I need to establish the Rambams for now on this topic, and then we'll, you know, be able to circle back, time permitting. I know I have Eitan in the general on the dock, and I'm just running up against a very short week, because remember, we don't have Wednesday. We just have tomorrow. And then we're missing Monday as well, so I'm really Eif Tzaris here. Okay, so we're going a little bit faster than I was hoping, but we have little choice. Okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, Perek Dalet, Zayin and Ches. So who's he pasking like? Afilu b'sof sheish, samach l'shkiyas hachama? Like the Chachamim? Not like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Oh! That is the sheet of the Chachamim, pure and distilled. Shemos harishonos l'kidushin nitnu. That when you bought her, it was Kiddushin in disguise. All you had to do was flip on the switch. That switch is called Mitzvahs Yud. Beautiful. Now we know, the Rambam is just quoting the Gemara. V'noeg ba. She's no longer an Amma. She is an Isha. V'noeg ba minhag Ishas. V'eno noeg ba minhag Shivchos. Okay. V'eno. Oh, that parallels the general halacha of marriage, right? Malei shavu azos, v'nitna lecha gam ezos,
okay.
Okay, very good. So the Rambam had to really specify one halacha. The more that you pass like the Chachamim, the more that you believe that the Mos HaKinyan are the Mos of Kiddushin, that this whole transaction was really just a Kiddushin waiting to happen. It was just Kiddushin in disguise, and Emmanuel, I have to say, beautifully read. So then you would think that we don't need her assent. So I would say the one big chiddush here is what? Exactly. That we can separate out, temporally speaking, we can actually bifurcate the Kinyan Ishus, which took place when the Mechira actually happened, we can bifurcate that from her assent. But I think this is very beautiful, right? Because what we're saying is that she should be treated no less than a regular Isha. Ena Isha miskadeshes elamidaita. So ena adon miyadid miyayid amma ivri alalov lalib no elamidaita. Avon pisha kvar kibi alavia ma'osa shereyu omer yada midaita. And just to take it one half step further before we read the next Rambam, you know, in a certain sense, right, she transcends even a regular Isha in this case. Because remember, the only way that she can get into the situation of an Amma Ivriya is if she's still a Katana. And a Katana doesn't get to an ascent in a general case of marriage, right? So we're even promoting her above that. We're treating her with a greater dignity. All right. One last Rambam, then we'll circle back. Eitan Berenholtz was waiting, the general was waiting, and hopefully we can get in Rashi and Tosfos as well. So the Rambam says in Avadim Dalad Tesvav, okay, so this is now spectacular. Okay, Emmanuel, what does the Rambam say? Right, we saw this case in the Gemara. Mocher is bito. V'achar kach halach v'kid shalacher. So remember, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, what would we say? The mechira, that's only a... Yeah, it's a schok, sichek ba'adon. It's not a nice thing to do, but, you know, he was obviously, you know, what does a person want? For his daughter to be an ama, or for his daughter to be an isha?
She can go and marry someone else.
So according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, she's of course mekudeshes l'sheni. The Rishon is a joke, literally. Misachek ba'adon. But we paskin like the Chachamim. What do the Chachamim say? In the Gemara itself, the Chachamim say, im ratza liyoyed miyoyed. So the Rambam, we know, his shita is to paskin like the Chachamim, the Moos HaRishonos HaRkonos. So a mocher is bito, v'achar kach halach v'kitch la'acher, imratza adon liyoyed miyoyed. So that's a direct quote from the Gemara. But the Rambam added in his own little twist. What was the Rambam's... You're saying it very well, but just put it a little, just sharpen it a tad. This is, to me, in some sense, the most captivating halach of Am Be'ivri at all that you can only appreciate after we've built up what we've built up. So, im lo yed ha'adon, im lo yada, lo lo velo no, kishetetim irishus ha'adon. How can that happen? Vehefta, how can that happen? Viyetzia simanim. So you would think that the Rambam would just say at that point, because all the Gemara says, that there's no shaychus to which guy? Excellent. Number two. But what's the chiddush of the Rambam? Yigamru kidusha v'te'asa eishas ish. She actually doesn't go back to the father. Who does she go to? The second. So wait a second. It's like Poreach Be'avir. Like, the second guy's Kiddushin was hanging by a thread. So guy number one, the Adon, because we paskin like the Chachamim, the Moos HaRishonos HaRkonos, so he's got the first crack at it. But if he doesn't take advantage, and he lets the clock run out, Shetetze, right. However, she's going to be Yotzeis. Nachi, that was our question from before, right? However, she's going to be Yotzeis, right? So let's say just the clock runs out. Let's go to the simplest case. The 6 years run out. He doesn't actually go through with Yud. Lo lo velo liv. No. She doesn't go back to the father. But the Kiddushin Hashniim now take effect. Yigamru Kiddusha v'te'asa eishasish. Who can explain that halacha? How does that happen? You have a 6 year period of kiddushin in abeyance? How does that make any sense at all? And the fact is, Emmanuel, you pointed it out quite correctly, yigamru kiddusha, as if the kiddushin already started. Wait a second, if the kiddushin already started, how would it have ever been possible for the adon to be miyayin her? Tzvi, go ahead.
Because didn't the Rambam just say that Moos Kiddushin is the
Moos? Yeah, exactly. We paskin like the Chachamim. General?
I mean, the main point, according to the Rambam and the Chachamim, is that it's for marriage.
But beautiful.
If it's not done for marriage, then it's just a monetary transaction, and therefore there's no Kiddushin applied to it.
Oh, you said it beautifully. So here's the point. We paskin like the Chachamim, and kol zman, that there's hope, right? How do we relate to it? That basically the Mechira, from the perspective of the Av, or the Kinyan from the perspective of the Adon, is Kiddushin waiting to happen. We give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Yud, Olo, Olivno, right? I mean, we're very optimistic. We're down the Kafskos. He's going to do the right thing. However, you know, sometimes reality slaps us in the face. And the entire institution of Amma Ivriya exists because we want her to be married. So the halacha says, well, wait a second. Yud is, you know, a possibility. But just as we spoke about in Erev Shabbos, ad shetikaneis l'chuppah, we're not counting our chickens before they hatch. We're not willing to completely disregard the kiddushin of the sheni here. Wait a second. Our goal is to get her married. What did we say is baked into the institution of Amma Ivriya? Amma Ivriya can never prevent marriage. So that means so many different things. But it means that there is Yitzia B'Simanim. And it means if the guy drops the ball, who really bought her and we believe for the sake of marriage, but he doesn't do it, and the clock runs out. So we're not going to let the fact that at the time she was an Amma Ivriya Shimshi prevent her from getting married to guy number two. So the halacha actually is go race that. And can you imagine? It could be going on for 6 years. And we say, wait a second, we didn't forget about that. There's this other guy. So she doesn't go back to the father. The easiest thing in the world would have just been to read the Gemara and say, oh, the only person who has any standing here is the Adon. But the Rambam took that to mean no. He gets the first crack at it. But the second guy, to whom the father was Mekadesh her, you would think, that's a joke. Not Tzichek Badon, but Tzichek B'Sheni. The fact is that that guy has standing. Because the only thing that's preventing, just 1 second, General, finish the thought. The only thing that would prevent her from being mikudeshes to the sheni is what? Being an ama, and that is a halachic impossibility. Zohi shitas Rambam lefi aniyas daiti. Okay, so we got through the Rambam, everything Bidding Hashem wanted to say about shitas Rambam, how ama ivriya can never, the amahos can never prevent the tzad kiddushin shabbat, which is a very elegant thing. Eitan, thank you for your patience. General, thank you for your patience. We'll try to get in as much as we can. Go ahead, Eitan.
On Daf Yud, why is the whole thing just not in the Mekach Tos?
Well, again, from the perspective, Mekach Tos is generally from the perspective of the Kona. Okay? So here, the guy is saying, I'm going to be Masa Mashkaz Batorah, the father. So there's no Mekach Tavos from the perspective of the Kona, of the Adam. Right? This guy is trying to be Masa Mashkaz Batorah. It doesn't work. Right? Mekach Tavos is consumer protection. The Mocher said it's salt, but it's really sugar. I wasn't trying to buy sugar. Okay. General.
I have two questions.
By all means. You waited long enough.
So when you say that if we're doing something to a Kohen Gadol, we're doing like an almana to a Kohen Gadol,
right?
We want like the like roi kid yud. So does that mean that she can just talk to anybody basically? Because really, anybody is able.
Well, no, as we said, there are some limits, right? Where there's no the outer boundary is tfisas kiddushin. There has to be some possibility that Kiddushin could actually be Tofes.
But then there's no real possibility with a Kohen Gadol and an Almana.
Well, Kiddushin are Tofes. If he would go and be Mekadesh, or halachically they'd be married. He would have violated a terrible lav. We'd force them to be divorced. But we're saying the theoretical possibility of Kiddushin, even though it's against the halacha, but the theoretical possibility of Kiddushin, that's the threshold that we need. Again, it's not obvious. I totally agree. Also, it's a surprising point.
For the kiddushin that the second person gives during the 6 years that she's working, what's his like? How does he deal with this kiddushin? Is he allowed to give other kiddushin, or is
you're saying the shitas Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't...
according to the Rambam, this second person...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're saying... Okay, right. So what happens during those 6 years? It's a good question. So the Rambam uses the term that Yigamru Kiddusha, implying that Tchilas Kiddusha took place. We're just waiting to see what happens. That's an amazing thing. I would say it either is or it isn't. Right? You know, it's a zero sum game. Either there was Kiddushin or there weren't. If there's no Kiddushin, he's no better than any other guy in the Shuk. He can try again, right? After 6 years and she's free, he can say, "You remember me? I'm the guy from 6 years ago. Are you available?" Right, but he's no better than anybody else. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that Kiddushin is Chal, Tchilas Kiddushin is Chal, but it's in abeyance until we figure out what happens with Yud. Because the only thing that's preventing it from being fully Chal is the fact that right now she's an Amma. And Ammahus cannot really be Ma'akev Kiddushin. That's why there's a Halakha of Yitzias Simanim. The scribe.
So do we say that... Are we saying that counts as Kiddushin, that counts as a kind of Kiddushin that she has with the second guy? Or no, not at all?
No, you see, we're saying that it could very well be.
So then how could she have Kiddushin with two people? How could she have...
I think it's an amazing halacha. Again, she has Kiddushin in potential to the Adon, because we passing like the Chachamim, that every Kinyan Amma is Kiddushin in potential, Mos Rishonos Konos. So she has potential Kiddushin with the Adon, and she has potential Kiddushin with the Sheni. And we just let it sit that way until... And there's a Kedimus, there is definitely a Kedimus for the Adon, but if he'll let the clock run out, if that clock strikes zero, so then the Sheni.
And the only reason...
Correct. Because the entire institution of Amma Ivri is designed for marriage. Right. So that leads to this amazing anomaly that you could actually have a Zika to two different men at the same time. That's shocking. Again, it's not Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara just says, Imratz liyabim miyabim. I would have read that, frankly, as just saying, the second guy has no standing. Just like according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it was Sichek Be'adon. So according to the Chachamim, you're Misachek in the Sheni. Not so fast. But that only is true because we understand what Shitas HaRambam is all about. It's exactly the Kasha, the Kesef Mishnah. Why is the Rambam talking about Yetzias Simanim all of a sudden? Whole point is that we're not going to hold somebody against her will. If this isn't Ashitikane Slechopa, if there isn't marriage, then there isn't marriage. And we have to protect her. General question number two.
No, that was my question.
Oh, that was question number two? Okay. Nachi.
Two questions. The first one's a little bit more technical. But if you say, the Rambam Paskin, Jisodon, Lumkor, Vito, Psulim, Don, Amana, Bukulay, how do we see that if we say, Kiyim and Denise, Shuv, Ein, Lavir, Roshuspa? Clearly, if she's a Grusha, she was already married, so how could the father then resell her to a...
No, but Grusha means that would be Grusha Mina Erisin.
Oh, and it's Amana Mina Erisin.
Yeah, for sure.
No,
yeah.
Also, the second question was, do we say that this Kiddushin, the second guy is Luma Freya, like we said by...
That's a great question. I don't think that it's Kiddushin Luma Freya, but this term of Yigamru Kiddushaha Vite'asa Eshas Ish means that from this moment forward, it's Kiddushin. Meaning he doesn't have to give more money. But if you ask, when is a Kiddushin Chal, we wouldn't say 6 years ago.
So why do we say this Chal 6 years ago by the Amma?
That's the Chiddush of Amma Ivriya, that the Mechira of Amma Ivriya is Kiddushin in disguise. You can, the most, again, just to be careful, we're not saying that she was in Arusa from the moment that the Mechira happened. We're just saying the Kesef Kiddushin was, So it's parallel in both cases. Yeah, yes.
Would the man be able to be Mekadesh a separate woman during that time? Like a different woman?
Sure. I mean, because he's never limited. Yeah. The only question would be if he's a king and she's number 18. That's a good question. I would say based on my understanding of the Rambam, yes, because, you know, yeah, we don't project anything onto him just yet. I think, kach nirali. I hear it.
Who would get the kesef if this second guy came during her yud hamalach? Would she get it, or would her adon get it, or would her father get it?
Well, the adon now is now out of the picture because he let the clock run out. Father sells her as an amma, and then goes and is mekadesh her, and so he doubled down. He got kesef amahus, which we know he passed like the chachamim can double as kesef kiddushin, and then he took more money from, let's call him Shimon, for kesef kiddushin. Father's got the cash. Both cases. Okay, go ahead.
So he gets double no matter who she ends up.
Right, because again, in this situation, the Reuben, the Adon, just let the clock run out. So he got his 6 years, let's say, of Amahus, or let's say she was Mevi'ah Simanim, so he doesn't get the full 6 years. We got whatever he got.
What if the Adon ended up going through with Yod? So
then Shimon could bring the father to Din Torah and say, give me my Kesef Kiddushin back. But until that happens, the point is it hangs in abeyance. That's an amazing thing. You know, Dine Mamonos is like the least of the issues. But the real issue here is that she could have a Zika to two different guys. That's unbelievable. And it's like, Shimshi, it's not at all obvious in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says, I thought that meant that the only person who has any standing here, right, is the Adon. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. It's all Kiddushin in disguise. The second guy, sorry, you know, you're late to the party. The Rambam says no. Amivria is about her protecting her. It's about marriage for her. So we're not going to totally discard this second guy until we know what's going to happen with the first guy. We're not going to count their chickens before they hatch. Even if he did Yud, we're not going to count the chickens before they hatch. We'll treat her like an Arusa. Not like a Nesua. Achati Kane Sapapa. That's all we care about. And I just wanted to make one further diyuk in the Rambam. It's not just, Emmanuel and I are totally in agreement, the Yigamru Kiddusheha is such a strong point. But the Rambam then throws in, like he can't help himself, Viteyasa Eshes Ish. Like, well, yeah, I mean, thank you. I mean, that's what happens when, you know, we go through the process of Kiddush. But what's the Rambam saying? She'll finally get to be what we dreamt of this whole time. This was always our dream for her, to be an Eshes Ish. Not to be an Amma, to be an Eshes Ish. I love that. Yigamru Kiddushah V'Teyasa Eshes Ish. So that Rambam is spectacular. Doubly spectacular. Scribe.
According to this, would the father hypothetically be able to triple down?
You're saying... I like that. In principle, I think the answer is yes. So,
because the like, let's say the second guy ends up marrying somebody else.
Now I'm actually thinking the answer is no, but I'll tell you why. Initially, I thought, yeah, why not? Why can't you say that there's a Levi, and if Shimon, you know, whatever, you know, opts out. So Levi should have Kedimah. But then I realized that's wrong. And so I'm choser on myself. The whole point is that she can have what is normally halachically never possible, to have a Zika to two different guys, because guy number one's connection is refracted through Amma Ivria. And by its very nature, Amma can never prevent her status of Anisha. The whole institution exists to make her into Anisha. But if you had Shimon and then Levi, and they were in competition with each other, Kiddushin can be ma'akev somebody else's Kiddushin, right? So that's a really excellent question, but I'm pretty sure the answer would be no. That guy number three would be no better off than anybody in the shuk.
But guy number two doesn't really have full Kiddushin yet, so how...
He definitely doesn't have full Kiddushin, because the Rambam says, actually, Gamru Kiddushah.
So how do we say that his Kiddushin is ma'akev the three guys' Kiddushin?
Well, the point is that he has some standing. And any standing of Kiddushin...
Could be
Ma'afi. I think so, yeah. Kach nearly. It's a very good question, but I think in the end of the day, what we're saying is that he put his money down. And if you want to get a little bit, I don't want to say cute about this, but like think about it from this perspective. So he's interested in her. Okay, this girl. She's a katana, obviously. The only way that you could have an Am Ivri is she's a katana. Let's call her Susie. So Shimon's interested in Susie. So he says, you know what? You know what's worth it to me? I'm going to put money down right now. So it's true Reuven might get Susie, or a son of Reuven might get Susie. Yud lo will leave no. But you know what? I learned this Rambam, and I want to be first in line. So let me put my money down right now. That's very romantic. I know that, you know, Reuven's got first crack at her. But hey, she's Susie. She's worth it. So from that perspective, right, it's a fascinating concept. Maybe Dafka, he wants to be, right, Lashita Sarambam, he wants to be in line for her. Again, it's not at all something you would have ever imagined from the Imratz Liyay Miyay. What status does Shimon have here? He was Misachik B'Shimon. But again, well, I think what we see is that Lashita Sarambam, the nature of the institution being an institution of Nisuin, being it's so fundamentally driven towards Nisuin, means that if we have any potential, we're not going to ignore him. And Shimon, you want to put your money down on Susie? You're willing to wait? Let's see what happens. But not Yotze L'Rishus Ha'av, she's Yotze L'Rishus Shimon, who waited in good faith. Okay, we'll pick it up there tomorrow.